The Hit Breakfast Show with Ben, the Coffs Coast's Hit 105.5.
Your COVID news for this morning. First, I want to get to this New Zealand thing because 5 new cases after pretty much 100 days. I think technically they didn't quite get to 100 days, but it was bloody close enough. There was a lot of mystery surrounding these cases, which appeared to come out of nowhere. A lot of people, a lot of officials are investigating the possibility that it came from imported freight. Apparently China did say a little while ago that they detected coronavirus on frozen seafood packaging. And one of the people who did come in contact or has been tested positive to coronavirus in New Zealand came in contact with imported freight. And so they're quite worried that because it was refrigerated, the virus was able to survive. So that is the thing that they are chasing. At the moment, it's a whole other can of worms, isn't it, if it can survive on that. And hopefully we can institute some rules and some conditions and restrictions on how imported goods are. Maybe we just need to wipe them all down. Maybe that's what we need to do. But as far as stats go, the last 24 hours, New South Wales have had 18 new cases of a total 20,000 tests. Victoria recording 395 new cases. That number's still really not coming down at all, is it? And total deaths, we sadly did lose 21 people yesterday, bringing the total to 352. Gladys Berejiklian has been quizzed a fair bit of late of the possibility of a New South Wales lockdown. Her response was quite diplomatic. She pretty much just said, look, we wouldn't do the postcode approach like Victoria did of doing, you know, each postcode one at a time. It would most likely be a city-wide thing. So she would, if it came down to it, she would lock down Greater Sydney all at once and apparently would not put in, a time buffer. So it would be quite an instant thing, which is it. Honestly, it's a ballsy thing to say because that's the kind of thing that would stir panic buying. I'm glad she didn't beat around the bush, though, and was quite upfront with all that. It's a tricky task we're all handling at the moment. I think the Coast are doing quite well. There's still zero active cases. But, of course, being, along a pretty decent travel route, we are at risk. So do still exercise caution, wash your hands, wear your mask if you feel so inclined, and try and stay home.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Ben, the Coffs Coast's Hit 105.5.